Hello, people. So, I am gonna move my phone to a better location for recording things. There we go. I am working on a script, and I have run into a wall of writer's block, so I thought that the best thing for me to do would be to do, like, a questionnaire type thing to kind of, like, give myself a break and to just, in general, clear my head of other thoughts other than writing, and don't know if it's going to work or not. So I found this old-ass fucking questionnaire on GWA Backstage. It's the Totally Unofficial Audio Questionnaire Part 1. There's a second part to this, too, that I think I'm going to do later on once I get, like, 150 followers. That's going to be, like, yay, I got 150 followers. I'm going to do part two to this. But this is just my, I need some shit to do because I have writer's block questionnaire. So, probably not been around long enough to answer some of these. I've not really looked through them. I've just found it. So, who knows? But, I'm going to just get into it. And there's, like, 20 questions. So, it could take me forever because I'm a fucking rambling maniac. But, let's go. Okay, the first question is, where do you rank your audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I think it is superior, because it is more realistic, and you can have a more targeted audience with it. And you can, because it's not visual, you can create scenes in your head that would probably cost a lot of money or look very cheesy if you were to do it visually, unless you're an artist. But I think that because you're able to, I don't know, it's not as cheesy as porn is, unless it's intentionally cheesy, but it's, I feel like it is more directed towards the kinky community as opposed to, like, the vanilla community. I think porn in general is directed just to people who need to get off and not to people who are, looking to explore things, because exploring things through porn is, I feel like there's only, like, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm gonna stop talking because I'm just rambling. But I think audio porn is significantly better because it's real. Like, you're actually listening to someone get off. It sounds legitimate, even if it's not real. Like, it has that feeling to it, and it feels more intimate than porn does. Which type genre of DWA recording is your favorite? I love, like, blank to lovers audios, like friends to lovers, coworkers to lovers, exes to lovers. And I think you can see that in the audios I record, because I have, like, oh, those are my dogs. I have a lot of those, I record a lot of those on my own. I might have to go check on them here in a second. I don't want them barking at the neighbors again. Okay, I think they're good. But I have a lot of the blank to lovers, like, I have a lot of ideas for those, I have a lot of scripts already written for those, and I have a lot of, like, in my relatively small audios, I have a lot of those. And I love it because I love, like, I think it's interesting how you make that jump from one relationship to another, like, another more sexual, more intimate relationship. Like, how are they going to go from coworkers, or especially, there's not a lot of them, but I especially like the exes to lovers. Like, how are you going to go from, these people that probably have kind of a rocky relationship with each other to fucking? Like, how is that going to happen? I think that's interesting. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? Yeah. Almost exclusively, most of my turn-ons have been discovered from listening to audios, because I discovered GWA at a time where I was discovering most of my kinks, and through various performers, I learned that, like, I have a daddy kink, and I have, like, a blood kink, and I have a choking thing, and I have, like, I'm turned on by people yelling at me, and I'm, like, and all these other things that, like, I never thought that I'd be into, but it turns out that I very much am. But yes, I've discovered a lot of new turn-ons. Okay, next question. We all scan tags to find audios that pique our interest. Without regard to the title of the post or the person posting, name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. Well, anything for F really grabs my attention. F for F, M for F, although I don't, for reasons, I don't listen to a lot of M for F because, or not M for F, F for F, because F for F can be a little triggering to me because I'm still very much in the closet and will always be in the closet. But that's besides the point. So that's one. Dirty talk. I love extensive talk about sex and what you're doing to me and what you want to be doing to me and what's going on. I think that's hot. Cum play is instant turn on. Finger sucking. It's a big kink of mine and I don't quite understand it, but I love it. And then trying to think. There's a lot that will grab my attention. I don't want to say, like, a friends to lovers audio, because I've already mentioned that before. Like, goofy humor, stuff like that, because, like, humor is a huge turn-on for me, and most of my favorite performers and audios are humorous. Like, they have jokes in them, or the performer themselves, like, in the tags or in the post has some kind of joke in it, and because I like laughing. 5, what manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? For women, I love, like, thick women in shorts gets me going, like, nothing else, or just any kind of woman in a dress. Men with their sleeves rolled up or in a flannel with, like, a band t-shirt also get me going. But really, men in suits with, like, their ties kind of messy and their sleeves rolled up. Oof. That is. And thick women in shorts. Those two get me like nothing else, man. What is the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? I can answer for both. Well, I didn't really have sex here, but I gave a blowjob in a church bathroom. And then I did have sex in the church parking lot after said blowjob. And then I masturbated once in traffic because traffic wasn't moving fast enough and I had needs. And so it happened. Yeah. I know those aren't super unusual, but they're mine. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? See, the thing is in my life, besides the church bathroom, I've only really had sex in cars and in beds. So I don't know. I've not really had an interesting, spicy sex life. I would say that I do like the idea of having sex on a countertop. That does sound nice. What accessories have you used on a partner? Does that count? I don't know. I don't know if it counts. But one of my partners, a male partner, liked to dress up as a woman, and I would kind of, sort of, use my panties to, like, he'd wear them, but, like, then I'd, like, use them after he wore them to, like, jerk him off, because he was into that, and I was into that, so that's something that I've done. Have you ever had a one-night stand? And if yes, was it a good or bad experience? I've never... Because to me, a one-night stand is sex one time with a stranger that you're never going to see again. And I've never... All of my sexual partners have been reoccurring experiences. I've never just been one and done. And I feel good about that because most of the time it's not me initiating the second time. So, must means I'm decent at what I do. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome, and if not, is it something you would ever do? It's not something I'd ever do, and I've never done one. It's not something I'm interested in. I get the appeal of it, and I get that, but it's just not my cup of tea when it comes to, like, theoretically, maybe it's possible if I really trusted both parties an insane amount, but I don't think it would be something that I'd ever do. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? God, this questionnaire is going to make me sound so boring. Be the one tying the knots, because I have a legitimate, like, phobia of not being able to escape. So, like, anything in which I am, like, physically restrained by an object freaks me out. Like, I realize, like, I am okay with being, like, having my hands pinned down by a partner. That's fine. If I trust the partner a lot. But being tied up is something that causes, like, so much immense anxiety that I, like, break down and I cannot enjoy anything that's going on. Number 12. When you're nearing orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? Call me a good girl or a filthy little slut and I'm done. Or a good little slut. That one. Like, or, ho, there's a lot. Or, say anything about, like, if it's the guy fucking me, daddy's cock. Say anything about daddy's cock. And I'm done. I'm a very easy girl to please. Do you have multiple orgasms? What is your record number of orgasms in one day? I've not had multiple orgasms with a partner, but I have made myself have multiple orgasms. I think my top in one day is 9 or 10. My top in a sitting was 6. Like, just going straight. But that hasn't happened in a long time. Thank you, antidepressants, for ruining my sex drive. Which sexual fantasy do you wish would come true? Oh, God. A lot of them. Because, like I said, I've had a pretty boring sex life. I think the big one that I want is to be in an actual, like, power exchange, dominant, submissive, daddy, little girl relationship. Like, actually have that. Because that's, like, I am very much a submissive woman in the bedroom. And only in the bedroom. Outside of the bedroom, I am independent to a fault. But in the bedroom, I want that kind of relationship. I want not just one where I call someone daddy, but one where, like, there's actually, like, an exchange of power and, like, the trust there. I want that. That is my sexual, like, that is my biggest sexual fantasy right now. Have you, or you and a lover, taken dirty pictures or videos of yourselves, and what has become of those pictures and or videos? I have, for sure, taken pictures and or videos of myself. Some of them have ended up online because I've posted them there myself. And I've sent them to people, and I'm probably still going to send them to people. I've not taken anything of me and a partner. Because most of my partners have objected for one reason or another. And that's fine. Like, whatever. But I'm not opposed to taking pictures or videos. I don't know what has become of them. I probably should be a little more concerned than I am. But I'm not really that concerned. Because none of them have my face in it. So there's no way to positively identify that it's me if it gets out. Like, that's another reason, like, I like audio porn. Like, there is no way to positively identify that it is me who's posting these things. Because you can be like, oh, that sounds like Crumble. And I can be like, fucking, there are how many billion people in this world? That's not me. That's just someone who sounds like me. Have you ever gotten so wet or wrecked in public that you had to go find a private place? Do tell. Yeah, one time I had to, I was at work, and I got really worked up for whatever reason, and I had to go find the bathroom. But there was also another time in college. I should have started with this one, because I know the reason behind this one. I had this really attractive professor that I was really into, and he would wear these pants, and he had to know. There's no way in my mind that I rationalized that he didn't know, but you could always see the outline of his dick. Always. Like, all the time. And I was, insanely attracted to him, and one day, like, during the lecture, it was just there. We were lecturing on one of my favorite topics ever. And so I'm already attracted to, like, intellectual discussion. So I was, like, in a place, and I was, like, in the middle of it, I just went to the bathroom, and I took care of myself, and that actually happened multiple times in that class, because of that man and his fucking tight pants. But yeah, I don't know why I started with the work one, because the college one is a little bit more understandable than that. I was just, yeah. So, 17, I'm almost done. Wonder how long this is already. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. My neck. And my back, like, along my spine? I don't know. I feel like those are typical answers for this one, but, like, as I've said before, I've not had great sexual partners, and I've not really been kissed in a lot of places besides, like, on my back and my neck. And shit like that. And my thighs. But my thighs don't become erogenous. My thighs are just ticklish. And I just kick people when they kiss them. Oh shit. My roommate's watching Star Trek. I gotta hurry up. Now I'm just listening to this Star Trek song. I just want to sing it. Got faith to believe. Okay. Number 18. How important is the size of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? In fantasy, it doesn't really matter to me. I don't care. It's whatever. In real life, it does matter. I do not... There is such a thing as a dick that is too big, and men need to realize this when they talk about how big their dicks are. Because there have been several times when someone has talked about how big their dick is, and I'm like, are you being for real? And it's in a picture, and I find out it is for real, that I get scared, and I don't talk to them anymore. Because, like, physically, it hurts me to look at it, to think about it going inside of me. I'm not talking about, like, average things. I'm talking about, like, girthy 11-inch monstrosities. Like, sorry if your dick is that big. It's not a monstrosity. I'm sure you'll find someone. But that's just scary. That's, like, an entire foot-long Subway sandwich just up my cervix. And that does not sound good to me. How would you go about undressing your lover if you're standing and facing away from and facing each other? Describe the process in detail. Oh, damn. You wanted me to get all sexual, and I'm not in a mood to be sexy. How would you go about addressing your lover? I'm very much a take the shirt off first type of person, so I would take the shirt off slowly and then, like, probably make out with them a bunch, and then as I'm kissing them, take off their pants. In this scenario, their shoes are already off. Hopefully their socks are too, because sometimes it weirds me out when people have sex with their socks on, because they're naked besides their socks, and I'm just like, why? Just take, like, I don't know why it freaks me out, but it does. I don't really necessarily like it. But I also don't like feet. I don't have a feet kink. I just don't like socks. I usually, rub, because I've only had sex with guys, so I usually, play with their cock above their underwear for a little bit before taking it off, because I find men really enjoy that. And so after that, I take it off. So yeah, that wasn't really in detail, but that is as much detail as you're getting, because I'm not really... Maybe that's why I'm not going very far with my script right now, is because I'm just not in a sexual place. And the last question. Before I answer this one, let me see how long this is. Let me see how good or horrible I did. Oh, it's only 20 minutes! I didn't do too bad! Ooh, look at me! Number 20. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take, on average? I think good foreplay is indicative of the situation that it's in. I think bad foreplay is thinking that foreplay has to check a number of boxes. There are situations in which the best foreplay, and I know people are just going to disagree with me on this, but the best foreplay is, no foreplay, because you just want to fuck them. And there are other situations where the best foreplay is 30 minutes of going down on each other, and then fingering each other, and then after an hour and a half of nothing, then you fuck each other. I think it is very indicative of the situation, and you just need to read your partner and ask questions. So yeah. The next questionnaire thing I'll do, like I said, will be when I get 150 followers. If I get 150 followers. Big if. Yeah. Wish me luck on this script that I'm trying to write, because it's so good in my head. Will my dogs be quiet? But yeah, I'm gonna go watch Star Trek and fantasize about a certain southern engineer. Okay. Bye.